DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubba-lubba-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Not Another Podcast.
Wait, who is this?
I am Bryce.
What?
Did you
hack our
system?
I'll be driving this short bus.
It's the fucking Russians. They've hacked our podcast.
It's the Ruskies. They're coming for us.
I've emulated Bryce's voice.
Concentric circles. The short bus will be spinning and spinning.
Yes, but we'll all be wearing helmets and drinking chocolate milk, so
well,
it's okay.
Seeing how it only has one wheel rolling at a time, you know. It's fairly interesting.
So this is Bryce. I am Big Jim.
I'm Samantha.
I'm James.
Right. And I'm the last one. I'm Dan.
That was the best we've ever done that, guys.
Yeah.
Flawless.
We should, probably like order who's going before we start so that we can make it seem like we know what we're doing.
Well, I think it should always be whoever opens the show goes first.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, that's kind of a given.
Then the rest of us need to flip coins or draw straws or some shit.
Play Rochambeau.
Rochambeau.
Yeah. Lines,
bro. Wait a minute. The only ones who can play that are me and Dan.
Always film it, please.
Always go first in Rochambeau. Always go first.
That's my house, so I'm always going first.
Never be a gentleman.
No, never. No. Be a lady.
Dude, look like a lady.
You must have a wide foot. You got both of them.
Oh. Your foot comes back slimy.
So, since last week, nothing has happened at all in the world. It's
dun,
been
dun.
Quiet, peaceful.
Nope.
Yeah, calm before the storm, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Cats
yeah.
and dogs living together. There's no real mass hysteria.
At all.
Yet.
No walls have bled. No shit that'll turn you white.
Well, it's early in the new week, so, you know, give it time. Give it time.
Well, tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
That's a big fucking
Was there bulldog involved?
Okay,
oh, wait,
well,
no, not that kind of,
Can we actually start with this? Bryce, what the hell happened to your car?
Dude,
what do you mean what happened to my car?
You had to get the front windshield replaced?
Oh, it was just a little chip that cracked and started going across the window.
I was really hoping for like some epic story, like you know, he hit someone and they jumped on his car.
I do have another story about the other car.
Oh, please,
an old lady.
So my wife was driving it to meet me for an appointment, and she's driving down the street. We're on the phone, and I just hear her start yelling all of a sudden. Apparently, there was a truck pulling a trailer in front of her on the freeway, and a chunk of wood fell off, bounced. She swerved, and it hit the passenger mirror, basically knocking the whole thing off. Yeah.
That's some like Final Destination shit right there.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Great. Now Death is pissed.
Right.
Cool.
Start coming bring it on. Now.
His plan's been besmirched, so now that you know everything's been thrown asunder.
We shouldn't have swerved in that car.
One by one, everyone on this show is going to die.
Damn it. Fuck again!
Not it.
Samantha again.
Not it for Percy's.
I mean, can it really come for me considering I'm already dead inside? I mean, it's really kind of like kicking a dead dog.
Jim, we're all dead inside at this point, so.
Speaking of that, Jim, like, my Valentine's Day to my boyfriend, it said, my heart may be black, but it's yours.
Aww.
That's okay. At Bryce's wedding, I congratulated him from the depths of my cold, black, shriveled heart. That confused a lot of people at that wedding, which is weird because a lot of them were at my wedding.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't get it.
Always suspect.
I also got to sneak in some Opeth on my wedding. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. Yeah. So, Jim, how was your week?
Sir. Pretty uneventful, aside from the fact that my my hetero life mate, my my one time internet husband,
Silent Bob.
No, better than fucking Silent Bob. Loud Don.
Loud
Don came to town here in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and so I drove out to Philly.
Wait a minute, are you calling from prison?
Well, I get the one call, but they didn't say me how long I had. So.
I see how his daughter got linked into that, too.
He may have to pay the charges. But,
please insert 25 cents for 9 more minutes.
How many people in prison do you talk to, Samantha? Because you did that really remarkably well.
Seriously. I'm just a really good voice actor, you guys.
And so humble, too. I mean, so humble.
I don't have an ego at all.
Humblest motherfucker you ever met. You meet somebody else that says they're more humble than Samantha. Samantha's going to have something to say about that shit.
Every week, there's less and less room on this podcast for all four guys and Samantha's ego.
And Samantha's ego.
Yeah.
Aww. Okay. Anyway, back to Jim.
That was nice. Look over here, guys.
Look at the shiny thing. Go there.
I guess I'll pick up this flame. I guess I'll pick up this flamethrower and continue torching the show.
So
yeah, no, I drove out to Philly. I picked up Don. I brought him back here into town, and literally, like, I'm like, dude, you know, I was assuming because he took the red eye. He left like the night before, like 11 o'clock, and he got in at like about 9 or 10 the following morning. And so I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, he's probably going to want a nap. So I made up my bed all nice. I didn't change the sheets, but I freeze the shit out of them so it would smell clean.
You know, that's you know? Courteous.
Did you lay down rose petals?
That was very thoughtful.
Mint on the pillow.
Surrounded the bed with candles.
Yeah.
Gotta set the mood.
Under the pillowcases, yeah.
Brought out the handcuffs.
Of course, he didn't have roses, so he just went out back and got some dandelions and threw those in there. It's like, you know, that'll work.
Yeah, it's cost effective.
Right, right.
Exactly. We're thinking yeah. I mean, the backyard need to be weeded anyway, so I figure like two birds, one stone.
He just got his daughter out there and said, pick me all the yellow flowers.
Okay. Good job.
So, no, I pick up Don, and I'm just like, hey, man, I'm sure you're probably going to be pretty wiped out. You know, I brought you an energy drink in case you needed one or anything else like that. And, of course, Don, in classic Don Frost style, he's just like, fuck that. I slept with a goddamn plane the whole way here. He's like, I'm up. I'm fresh. I'm ready to go. Meanwhile, I had Erica that morning, and about 3 o'clock that the previous night, she wakes up from like a nightmare or something. So I get her up and I change her diaper and everything else. And she does that thing where she's laying in your arms and she's dead asleep. And you go to put her down and she just wakes right the fuck back up and she's like, latches onto you like, don't leave me! Don't ever leave me.
My son does that all the time.
Which is adorable, but like, again, at 3 in the fucking morning, you're just like,
I just
want
to fucking sleep.
I will pay you fucking cash. I swear I will go to the bank.
You're
I
adorable, but go the fuck to sleep.
Who wants NyQuil?
You do. You do. So I was a little worn out getting there, but as soon as Don was there, like, I just got re-energized. And so we drive back into Lancaster. And, you know, it's, you know, I got nothing going on. You know, Erica's at the daycare. Lee's going to take care of that night, so I got like a free wide open card. And Don's like, well, fuck, dude, let's get a beer. So we stop off at the Lancaster Brewery. And
all the
we have
best stories start with, hey, buddy, let's get a beer.
Let's get a beer.
Just one.
It's always just
it's fine.
A
it's
beer.
Social.
Politely, just a polite beer.
And the night always ends
of, like, rage.
Let's go down to the pub and have a beverage.
3 days later, two cop chases.
And 12 states
and
later.
A buried hooker.
Yeah. Well, mostly buried. We got kind of hurried towards the end because we heard the fire
dust
in the
on,
distance.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, no, brought him back into town, and then we were here in Lancaster for a day or two, and I ended up taking him to the Lancaster's Farmers Market, which is like this big like building that has 3 days a week. It has all kinds of vendors that come out, and a lot of Amish people there, too, because I wanted to expose the Amish to Don.
And I'm sure they
what did the Amish that. Ever do to you?
Seriously.
How many did he corrupt?
Quite a few, actually. towards the end, they were following us around like disciples. It was kind of off-putting.
Did he throw his cell phone at him and make him touch it?
Touch it. Touch it.
You'll go to hell now.
Touch it.
Well, no, the thing is, like, there's, like, you may not know this, but there's many different, like, shades of Amish. Like, there's, like, the diehard, like, you know, full-on Amish that, like, you know, they do all, they're all in the, like, you know, no electricity and inbreeding and that kind of fun stuff.
Wasn't that the sequel to the 50 Shades of Amish? Wasn't that one of the...
Yeah.
Hardcore? 50 Shades of Inbred?
No, that's in the South.
Yeah. But so, yeah, so, and, you know, again, another fun fact about my hetero life mate, Mr. Frost, is the man fucking eats, like, everything. Like, every goddamn thing. Now, we went to the farmer's market, and later that day we were going to meet up with a friend of his that also lived in York, which is just next door to Lancaster. He was going to come down, they wanted to hang out, because, you know, it's the first time they've seen each other in a number of years. And so our plan was we were going to go from the farmer's market to go get lunch. But Don sees all the food and all the other stuff. And so he's just like, oh, we're going to eat this. We're going to eat that. He found these things called Long John's, which is like a pastry. It looks like an eclair. So it's like a standard eclair shape. And then it's filled with like just white icing. So it's just straight tube of sugar. And then on top, there's like this peanut butter glaze that's like an inch thick. On top, and Don sees us like, we're getting two of those. I'm like, I'm not even hungry, dude. I'm waiting for lunch.
He said, so he buys two of those. That's not for you.
He's got two hands, Jim. You just stole his Long John.
That's when you say, oh, you wanted one?
That's dirty.
They put them in the bag, and like you know the quality and the you know, the amount of like butter and just like you know shame. Within it because the bag weighed like 15 pounds. Like, and it's all got two
for
fucking
one?
In it.
A full bag of shame.
Nice. And so
there's the title for the show!
Bag of shame.
Full bag of shame.
Bag of shame.
A full bag so, of shame.
Everything's better with a bag of shame.
Everything's better with a bag of shame.
Everything tastes better with a bag of shame?
So we break these bitches out, and, like, I take one bite and immediately...
A bag of shame, a bag of shame. Everything's better with a bag of shame.
Sounds like a nice jingle.
Don is eating this thing like he just got out of, like, a Dickensian prison, and this is the first solid food he's had. I'm seeing him take, like, these monster fucking bites. I'm like, what are you, like, 14? Like, how are you able to just eat this sort of stuff? So I eat like half of mine. It's still in the back of my fucking car right now. So if you guys want, I can send it to you. And it's just all sugar.
Oh,
sugar
yeah, that'll be good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I'd love to have stale-ass fucking donut. But so Dad, we're wandering around, and he's taking samples, and he's buying this, and he's eating that. And then, like, towards the end, I'm like, dude, we got, like, you know, we're getting kind of close on time. We should probably head out soon. He's like, yeah, I really kind of want to get one of those Rubens over there. And they had, like, these two Amish girls running a panini stand. I kid you not, like, two Amish girls running a panini stand. And he's just like, those look so fucking good. Look how big they are. I'm like, dude, we are about to get lunch with your friend.
Second seeds.
And he's just like, I'll still fucking eat. I'm like, I know you will. Still.
Whether or not you should is the question.
Exactly. So he just settles for like a soft pretzel, which he takes one bite and like literally stops dead in his tracks. I turn around like what the fuck, and he's like in this like foodgasm in his head. He's slow chewing. He's like looking off into the
pants around his ankles.
Yep. Crouched down, dirty a little bit.
Slowly stroking.
Licking the sauce.
Stroking the pretzel in one hand, himself in the other.
Yep.
Well, he was stroking eyes himself with the pretzel because it was so soft and warm and buttery.
Oh, God.
And so,
and those loops
I'm sorry, did I roast pretzels
enough,
for you,
man.
Samantha?
Just
I'm sorry.
No, I'll still eat them.
Don or the pretzel?
Don has it? Well, if I take second Z's on that one.
He offers me a piece, and I'm just like, all right, fine, fuck it, I'll take a bite. I mean, I'm not even really that hungry. I'm trying to save, you know, my appetite for, you know, stage two, or second
lunch.
Breakfast, if you will.
The lunch that you will never eat because of all the shit you ate at the farmer's market.
Right?
No shit. Like every favorite place you stuff, he's like, I want to sample that. We got to try this. I'm like, dude, do you have a tapeworm? Like, how are you able to eat? Like, So he hands me a piece of this pretzel, and I'm like, all right, whatever. I took a bite. I'm just like, that was a damn fucking fine pretzel. It was soft, buttery. It was fresh like that fucking day. It was amazing.
Jesus, Jim, did you make love to the pretzel too?
I thought you were into me. Well,
it does loop around, so you could fit two guys in there.
Well, that's what I was saying. The holes are just big enough.
Don't you fucking look me in the eye. Don't you look me in the goddamn eye. Don't make this weird. We're just fucking the pretzel.
Doing it with my bro.
Don't make this weird. We're just fucking the pretzel.
Your name of the show.
He wants to lock
fingers.
Yeah,
there's a new name of the show. Don't make this weird. Don't make this weird.
Anyway,
we're just fucking a pretzel.
Nice.
So we go to the next place, and of course Don continues to eat and continues to eat. And my mom, my mom is like one of these women that like you meet her and immediately you're just like, this is like the sweetest woman on the fucking planet. Like she went so over the top for like, it's like I don't know what he likes, so I just kind of bought everything. So there was like English muffins and bagels and fucking like fruit, which we didn't eat. But there was also like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, no, just
fuck fruit.
Healthy shit. Man. Give me
Jim,
that buttery bag of shame.
Jim, tell us, is there like a food shortage in Pennsylvania now?
Clearly not. No. We Pennsylvanians are big on our carbs and like, you know, early death. So Don did do his duty to truly fit in. And I think they made him like honorary mayor of Pennsylvania. Just like it's a thing. So like my mom made her famous meatloaf for dinner the first night Don was there. And
Jim.
As soon as she said meatloaf, I look over at Don and say, oh, I haven't had meatloaf in forever, because Don's wife is like super into like this weird diet where they just eat nothing but like fish and vegetables.
Yeah. Well, that's why he ate everything.
Oh, shit. Yeah, he came over hungry.
You should have started with that.
Yeah. So, a good comedian, he kind of hides his cards. He doesn't play them all at once. He has to slide one in there. So as soon as we found out that there was actual meat involved in that meal, Don, like, perked the fuck up. I'm like, dude, you are in for a treat, because my mom's meatloaf is awesome. It's also going to be the
sign. My mom's meatloaf could beat up your mom's meatloaf.
Secret family recipe, Big Jim.
Pepsi challenge, bitch. Bring it. I don't give a shit. Pop meatloaf down today.
Next week's show, the meatloaf off.
It's a meat off. It's
a meat off. Come on.
It's a meat off.
Come on.
It was hanging right there for you, James.
Dan, do you want to get involved in the meat off? Because
I am. Dan is.
You know, he's on a different level. He would be the judge of said meat off. You need to have somebody that's kind of like in the elk, if you will, the echelon that Dan has achieved to be able to judge properly a good solid meat off.
Okay, guys, now there's not enough room for all of us. Dan's ego and Samantha's ego. So
getting a little tight in here, I'll be honest.
Reel it in. Bring it back, guys. Bring it back. Samantha, insult him.
For an ego chubby.
Yeah, that's all right. I won't break my arms.
I was trying to find a way to say, like ego hard on. Like, no, that doesn't sound good. And then Samantha chimes with that. I'm just like, shit. Just, oh. All right.
Boner.
All right, Stark. You beat a powerful enemy today. So
powerful. I'm shaking in my boots.
Could you at least make it sound a little like, you know, whatever. So I told Tom, so you were for a real treat. My mom's meatloaf is fucking amazing. And my mom just doesn't know how to cook for like two people or three people or four people or small battalion.
Anything less than a small army.
Yeah,
she cooks the armed force. Like, she's, you know, if you leave my mom's house and you're still hungry, then there's something fucking wrong with you.
Then you know you have a tapeworm.
That sounds like a challenge.
Thanks, Sam.
You're welcome.
That's how you know you have a tapeworm. If you leave Jim's mom's house and you're still hungry, see your doctor.
Me and my tapeworm really could go for something else. We're just...
Just me and my tapeworm.
A little cartoon bubble comes up out of your stomach, and there's like a tapeworm like laying on its back, or just patting its stomach, like, "Oh, that was good,
hey,
easy.
Is that all
we're good. Waving the white flag, we're good." But no, my mom breaks out this fucking meatloaf. I shit you not, it looks like an amputee toddler. Like, it's just massive.
amputee toddler.
We call it torso.
And there's another title for the.
I think that's called a late term abortion.
Oh. Tasted better, though. Tasted better. I'm just saying.
Amputee toddler. Jesus Christ.
So anyway, so Don's here in town with me for, you know, a couple of days. And then our goal was we wanted to go to Philly for St. Patrick's Day. And so we take the train from Lancaster to Philly, and we get there. As soon as we walk out, it's like nearly 11 o'clock in the morning. As soon as you walk out of 30th Street Station in downtown Philly, there is this Irish pub right across the street. And there is a line out the fucking door and around the block, and there's just nothing but drunk people wearing green, and everyone's hooting and hollering, having a good old time. There's a school bus. Because there's like a pub crawler shit going on, or like small children getting drunk. I don't fucking know. I didn't judge.
Nice. Well played.
So we get to our hotel. We get our stuff, you know, offloaded and everything else. We do a couple shots, just the two of us. And then, like, well, fuck it. Let's hit the town, man. Let's make it happen. So we just start wandering around. And Don wanted, more than anything else, he wanted an authentic Philly cheesesteak. And I had my mindset that, okay, Jim's Steaks on South Street, in my opinion, I thought was the best. He asked this guy at the front desk, he's like, is there a good cheesesteak place nearby? And the guy behind the desk is like, there's one of the best cheesesteaks in Philly, and it's like two blocks from here. It's called Sonny's. Go there, check that out. We get up there, and there's a line, but they're just cranking people out. They're just cranking out these cheesesteaks, and it's the smallest postage stamp of a place.
It's like a t-shirt gun. They're just fucking shooting at people.
Into your mouth.
Yeah, cut into your mouth.
It's like Happy Gilmore's golf shot with the Subway Club. Yeah, just right in the mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
They know how to crank meat real good where you come from, Jim?
Say again?
They know how to crank meat real good where you come from?
Oh, well, they learned from Jim. If anyone cranks meat, it's Jim.
That's what I was going to say. Like, well...
Only the crankiest of meats. Only the
Don't look at me. I'm cooking the steak.
I'm cranking
so,
my meat.
So we're waiting for our cheesesteaks to get done. We go over to like the condiment like napkin section. We grab some napkins and some hot sauce. Then they've got these like cherry peppers that look like tiny little apples that are just like, you know, fire and anal shame that's going to happen, you know, about in a day or so.
Fire and so, hate.
Yeah, that's pretty much the name of the label. And so he brings back two of these bad boys, and so we start off, even before we get our cheesesteaks, we take a bite into one of these things, and Don's was, like, super fucking juicy, so he bites and just squirts fucking everywhere, like a porno, like it was just like a gusher. You know, it's on my
show. Sam, any comments?
I just said that's hot. Yeah.
Like Paris Hilton.
Yes.
He's so dead.
Thank you. That's exactly what was in my head. Was like, that's hot.
That's funny on many levels, Samantha. You're multi-tiering again. Multi-tiering. That's
so
awesome.
You were saying it was squishy and moist and juicy and squirty?
Yes. Very squirty, yes.
Sounds like a porn.
And so our...
I was going to say like Samantha.
I missed that. What?
I was going to go there.
I was going to say so like Samantha.
Very squirty.
Nothing wrong with that.
You squirt? You squirt? I'm asking for a friend. I'm just curious. I'm sure. Okay. I was going to take that dead silence as a yes. So our cheesesteaks come. And, you know, I had to get like a fucking, that's where that picture came up on Facebook. I'm like, I had to get a picture of the two of us, you know, Don enjoying his first cheesesteak. And he bites into it, and his eyes roll back, and like, you know, there's a weird thud from underneath the table. His erection met the table, you know, and I'm just like, is it good? And he's just like, oh, it's so fucking good. We ended up eating, I shit you not, we ate like 7 or 8, I'm not even making that up, we ate about 7 or 8 fucking cheesesteaks during the course. That's all we ate was fucking cheesesteaks. And one breakfast burrito. That's pretty much our staple diet.
That's like my entire diet.
That's
pretty legit. Just kidding. So we're wandering around Philly, and it is just like bedlam everywhere. There's just, but it's quiet, it's peaceful, you know, no one's getting into too many arguments or anything like that. It's just a lot of, you know, just drunkards.
And so hollering.
We gotta make a bingo card. He's like, what do you mean? I'm just like, okay, well, you take 1 point off if you see a girl crying to her boyfriend.
Yeah.
You take another one off if you see two bros.
Well, you can't win then.
Nobody wins.
No, we win wins. Because we're not in that situation.
Oh, gotcha.
Within a half a fucking block, I'm like, all right, that one's off the fucking table already. You know, some girl's just bawling her fucking eyes out. Some guy's just like, it's going to be okay. or whatever.
Wait. How do you know it was her boyfriend and not her gay friend or that guy perpetually stuck in the friend zone?
We're profiling here, James.
No, the body language and the tears involved were ones that more than likely he was the one that caused her to be this emotionally unstable. Where she's just she's dumping on him because
slipped and fell into her best friend. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Oh, well, it happens.
It always happens.
It happens.
It's worse.
Dick first. Crazy. So we trick that one off. You know, another couple of blocks later, you know, we see two guys about ready to throw down before the bouncer breaks up. Okay, so take that one off the table. A couple of chicks making out. That's always a good one. You know, so we check that one off the list. We get to this bar. He wanted to go to this place called Patty's because his buddy back home, back in Portland, wanted a T-shirt from there. And so he plugged it into his phone. And so we're walking for like what feels like ever. And we get to this bar called, Patty O'Whackers or something. Patty Whackers. That's what it was.
I'm surprised after Patty seven cheesesteaks after a block and a half doesn't feel like forever. Just...
That's what it was. That's what Jim didn't say.
No, well, fucking Philly streets are like ridiculously blocks. Long. Like it's not like your standard city block. It is like a mile and a half, and then there's another block.
Again, after
what Jim's not telling you, yeah, they had seven cheesesteaks and they walked half a block and they had to rest for an hour.
Well, they were working off the cheesesteaks as they went, so they ate one. Thank you.
You don't need to breathe; just eat.
So we get
apparently Obesius was in Philly.
If you're smart, you can use the bread as an air tube.
Right.
It's more like I slither through town. Like you very much. Don't be a dick.
We use the grease from the sandwich to get us down the block. Just slide on.
Can you imagine Obesius? You know, just whispering sweet nothings into a girl's ear.
Wait! I want to hear this.
I wanna nibble on your lobes. You smell like my grandmother's cooking. Can I baste you again? And
I love how the car going behind you sounded like you're ripping ass at the same time. Just added to that moment.
I think we found another title for the show, though. Can I baste you again?
Obesius goes
to Philly. Can we go back for a quick second? Did Samantha
we lost
say,
Samantha.
My ear feels wet. Is that what you
I said?
Did.
Yes. Like I can just like my ear just phantom wetness.
I think she feels the flop sweat coming off of him.
No.
That's not sweat, buddy. That's butter. Melted butter.
Land O'Lakes just for you.
Land O'Lakes just for you.
I got some Obesius away.
I don't know if you guys heard that, but that was genius.
Oh no, what was it?
Just talking about how it's Lando Lakes just for you.
Oh. Spread with sweet cream. Oh,
the sweetest.
I got some of the earbuds. So, I mean, that's the kind of thing that happened.
Proceed, sir.
So,
what's great about all this is we're creeping Samantha out. She's like.
Samantha, that's my life goal.
This is the kind of person that she doesn't creep out easy, so it takes a village to creep out Samantha.
We've all seen Blade, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So I always picture Obesius as the super fat vampire. He just kind of melts with the
the flashlight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The UV flashlight.
It's like the chin that just kind of melts into the stomach.
not sure where aspects of that body were.
Just butter. Just butter. A pile of butter with a mouth and eyes.
Oh, he's like a fat Alex Mack. You guys remember that show?
Alex Mack?
No.
The girl with superpowers who turned into liquid metal?
Yes. It was on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Oh,
you rich people had in your cable.
Dude, seriously.
Fuck you guys.
I had OPB in the morning. Fuck y'all. That was the only channel that came in clear.
So we get to Patty Whackers, and the line is just way too fucking long. And it turns out that's actually not the bar. There's another Patty's. It's just Patty's, not Patty Whackers. that Don was wanting to go to. So we're like, all right, well, fuck it. Let's find another bar. And there's another one, like, half a block down. There's, like, there's no line whatsoever. We're like, sweet. Let's go over to, what was it, the Twisted Tail or something like that. So we go in there, and it's like a whiskey bar slash juke joint. And
why
we
do
walk
all
in,
the bars in Philly sound like they're fucking sex joints?
Yeah, like you're gonna get your.
Well, that's just
because
you're a deviant.
With your drink.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, Patty Whackers.
Yeah.
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 Just because you like whack at your patty.
Yeah.
what was the second one you went to, Jim?
The Twisted Tail.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
So,
silence.
I'm sorry. I was just imagining Obesius hitting on someone at the Twisted Tail,
and then going to Patty Whackers to finish off his day.
Are you gonna finish that burrito? It's not a burrito. That's my napkin. You didn't say no, so I'm just gonna go ahead and eat this. Like,
well, I'll just take that off of your hands.
Can I baste you again?
Where's the mail?
Have you ever seen a man's pulse through his eyes before? Yeah. My blood pressure's kinda high.
It's worrisome.
I use mail for lube.
Oh god.
See, when you say it doesn't sound sexy, it just sounds like a thing. Like,
oh,
that's cool.
Oh, I wasn't channeling Obesius there. I was just telling you guys.
Yeah, just talking about our weekend here, you know.
So,
just wanted to interject that.
We hit up after we got the cheesesteaks in, so we needed some lubrication.
Mail.
But it was kind of expensive for a lot of the stuff that they had there. And so you see this thing, and it says...
Jim, the car's got it for you.
It's a music theme bar. So there's like pictures of Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, fucking like Bob Dylan, Stevie Ray Vaughan, all up on the wall. It's super cool, awesome music playing. And so like, well, we gotta order something. So we see like for $15 you can get something called the one bourbon, one scotch, one beer, and it's like this crazy high end like bourbon, high end scotch, and like this rare beer that you know they only sell like once a year or whatever. So, I mean, it seemed kind of pricey, but like, well, fuck it. It's three drinks in one. Why not? And we're
Jim,
thinking, like, you know, bring it.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but did you ask for the bottom shelf version to see if they'd take a few bucks off?
No, I had money. You know, Uncle Tax Return showed up, so I was flush. I was like, all right, we're going to have fucking fun on this goddamn vacation. Cheesesteaks for everybody.
See how far so, $5 takes us.
In the mail.
Exactly. Yes. Just keep looking.
Just keep looking.
So we're thinking, like, you know, because it's a shot, two shots and a beer, that it's gonna be like they're gonna be like those tiny little like fucking like little mini shots where they break out the thimble. I hate the fucking thimble when you're at the bar. Like, this is an exactly one shot, but fuck you. Like I'm a grown ass man. My liver is
That's
fucking.
That's a drop.
Shit. You just spill more of that shit on the ground when you pour a real shot. Fuck off.
Exactly.
That's where they got it from, the floor.
But
they used a wetback.
like a shop vac version of Roomba. It's just like sitting there just slurping shit up off the floor. Mm-hmm.
That's why the shots were so big.
Alcohol contact question.
So I'm watching this guy make our drinks, and I'm like, he's got this cool like little like three-tiered tree. Where there's like a shot on the top, and then like below it, there's another room for another shot to sort of hang off, and then the small beer. He brings it over, and like everything was just so incredibly delicious and like top shelf all the fucking way around. And the guy that was the bartender was super chill, a really awesome guy. And
that picture was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, all the way around. If you ever get a chance, go to the Twisted Tail in Philly, because it is definitely, like I said, it's a little pricey, but it's definitely worth your time. So after that, we're wandering around because we need to, you know, wet our whistle. Our whistles were officially wet. But again, Don, much like his food appetites, you know, when he's thirsty, he's thirsty. So he's like, well, there's this place not too far from here called the City Tavern. And I'm like, well, fuck it. Let's just go to the City Tavern. And I'm thinking like, okay, so you hear City Tavern and you're thinking like, oh, it's probably like a dive bar or some shit like that. No, it's like straight up like colonial style. We walk up to like this wooden door. We go in, and there's a guy dressed like he's, like, you know, writing the fucking Declaration of Independence. He's just like, you know, hey, what can I do for you guys? Just looking for a couple of beers. Oh, yes, we'll find your way to any of our two parlors and have a seat anywhere you want. I'm like, sweet. So we go in there, and we order, like, the sampler. It comes with, like, four beers. And the,
please
the
guy, ask. Please tell me that you asked for a tankard of ale.
I actually asked for a ram's bladder full of ale. And they unfortunately would not oblige due to current food handler regulations. So, but we ended up hanging out there, and Don's like, if they got one of those, like, you know, like those pewter cups, I'm buying one. And so they sure that they did, but they were like 50 fucking bucks a pop. And so he goes out to talk to one of the waitresses, and he's like, you know, hey, can I get one of those, like, metal cups? And he's like, how much are they? She's like, well, they're 50 bucks, but if you pay me cash, I'll give you 40. Charge 40. I'm just like, oh, I'm running a hustle on the side, girl. I love you. And so we're sitting there and we're drinking and we're having a good old fucking time. And to the table next to us, which is unfortunately right next to the bathrooms, well, unfortunate for them, fortunate for us, there's this guy that sits there and he's talking to these two people as if he's part of, like, the whole, like, you know, dog and pony show. You're like, you know, yes, I'm next in line for the colonial, you know, presidency. And, you know, come this July, I opt to, you know, hope to make things better for the Confederacy and the Union and everything else. And the couple that sort of stuck sitting with him are just, like, looking for a fucking exit. And they couldn't drink their beers fast enough to get the fuck out. And I'm looking over at Don, and Don's looking at me, and we're just laughing our fucking asses off about just how this guy's doing this whole thing. And so at one point, I got to break the seal. And so I go to the bathroom. While I'm in there, I hear him continuing to talk, and I hear Don, like, laughing his ass off. And so, for whatever reason, maybe inebriation was involved. I don't want to speculate. I come out of the bathroom, and I look this guy dead in the face, and I'm like, I know you're not hitting on my husband right now. Yeah. Well, and Don just falls out of his ass laughing, and this guy, he loses his shit. He's just like, how dare you imply in any kind of way that I am a homosexual. I am not a homosexual. I have homosexuals in my family. My nephew is gay. My niece is gay. You know, my brother is gay or whatever. I'm just like, all right, so it sounds like you've got some experience. But I'm just saying, I come in, I hear you two talking and laughing out here. I'm saying, we're on our honeymoon. This is important to us. Oh, dude. I was making a spectacle, and it was hilarious. Well, and Don is laughing, so he's beat fucking red. He can't see a goddamn thing, and I'm just riling this fucking crazy dude up. So he's just like, I am not gay. I'm just like, all right, fine then. You know, that's fine. Whatever. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to be protective of my territory. So
then you peed all over him.
Well, you know,
now you're mine too.
I just peed all over Don while making the right eye back with the crazy guy. Yeah.
While Don's like, laughing his ass off eating cheesesteak.
My property.
So we're sitting there, and Don is just, he's trying to catch his breath. He's laughing so fucking hard. And this guy comes over to the table where we're sitting, and he's just like, you know, he's getting in my face again. He's just like, you know, don't you ever imply that, you know, I have any kind of a deviant mentality like this yada, 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 and everything else. And I'm just like, fair enough. I'm just saying, stay away from my man. So Don finally composes himself a little bit. He's like, okay, I laughed so fucking hard, I almost pissed myself. I have to pee now. So Don goes to the bathroom. I'm sitting there, and I know as soon as Don gets up and goes to the bathroom, this guy's just boring a hole in the side of my fucking head. You know, it's like just fuming. So I'm like, well, I can sit here like a bitch, or I can be Mr. Don Frost, and I can walk the fuck over there, and I can.
Wait a minute. So you're the wife in this scenario?
We switch off. It's not like, we don't put labels on things like who's the husband, who's the wife. We're both,
it's
you know,
a top
tops
and bottom
and
situation. You know,
it kind of sounds like Jim's the bottom in this situation,
like,
and
he's
just
power bottom at best. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
you know,
just
it's
saying.
A beautiful thing. They're equal in their relationship.
I think Byron
it's
Beck
beautiful.
Would disagree. Jim.
Well. So. I was just thinking about the last time me and Don had intercourse, and so I had to smoke a cigarette, so you understand. It boiled down to, I'm sitting there like, okay, you know, I'm not, I'm not going to rile this guy up any further because he already seems a little unstable considering he's dressed like a windbreaker. He's got like Doc Brown hair, like it's long, white, and unruly, and just like fucking everywhere and a beard and shit. And so, and he's like wiry as shit. So I'm like, okay, I gotta kind of like, you know, make peace with this guy. And so I get up, I start walking over to him, and he puts his hands up in front of him like I'm gonna fucking take a swing at him. He's like, don't you get near me. Don't you get near me. I'm like, I would like to apologize. He's like, I will accept your apology. I'm like, thank you. I was a little out of line there. I can acknowledge that. And I can hear Don just starting to crack up and trying not to piss all over the fucking walls. I'm like, you understand? That's the man I love. Okay? And I
love that you stuck with this fucking...
driving this fucker home.
I mean, you have a perfect opportunity to go, dude, I was just fucking with you.
Yeah,
no. Yeah, oh, yeah.
But you are so committed to this.
Had to establish.
In for a penny, in for a pound, I'm saying.
God bless you.
So I'm just like, I was out of line.
Uh-oh.
I just wanted to make sure that, you know, something wasn't going down. I'm overprotective of him, and you can tell that, you know, obviously I'm the bigger of the two of us. So he's a sexy man. So people are throwing themselves in all the time. He's very funny. He's very enigmatic. And I just hear like Don's like biting a towel in the fucking bath. It's like
just like when you guys have sex.
Yeah, exactly.
Without the blindfold, you know, and the hole in the sheet, whatever.
No pillows, no safe words.
Exactly. No blades, no bows. Your weapons here. So
Don's biting the blanket.
The whole thing too. I'm like, I didn't mean to imply or insinuate anything about you. I'm just saying, you know, like I said, this is the man that I love and everything else. And he eventually confusedly accepted my apology and kind of like, all right, well, that's that then. And so I go back to my booth, and then Don shortly there afterwards joins me, and he's sitting there, and he's just like, that was the funniest shit I have fucking ever heard. And so it's St. Patty's, right? So we're just wandering the streets, and we're going to bar after bar after bar, getting more and more hammered. But there's so much walking about that we're kind of keeping up with it. And so we get to the last bar, and this woman's handing out these like Jameson Jello shots, which were fucking for. Nice. Oh, so good. Oh my god, they're like $5 a pop, and I bought like four. Like, fuck it, yeah, just, yeah.
Oh, there went the tax return.
Really? That was pretty much the long and the short. I was living off a continental breakfast for the rest of the fucking trip. So, we eat those, and we end up meeting this couple there that's sitting at the bar, black couple, and they are fucking hilarious as the day is long, and the four of us are just cracking each other up. And that was actually the bar that Don was trying to get to. That was the original Paddy's. It's owned by... Guy from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And so Don gets the t-shirt, and we're on our way back towards the hotel, and all of a sudden, boom, the booze hits Don hard. You know, that plus the jet lag, I think, together kind of like conspired. And all of a sudden, he's like, you need pizza. And I'm like, okay, all right, well, let's find it. And sure enough, we see that same couple later on, and they're carrying a pizza box. Like, where'd you find that pizza? Like, oh, it's over here, just, you know, down the block.
Found it in a dumpster in the alley.
We took it off some drunk guy.
We go over there, order a pizza, we get the pizza, we're walking back. He's like, well, we need beers, too. And I'm like, oh, shit, Jesus, fuck, okay. So we find out fucking, in Pennsylvania, you can't just go into like a convenience store and buy beer. You have to go to like a specific like shop that sells beer. And so we find one, luckily, on the way. And I go in, I buy a six pack, and I come back out. And about halfway up, I'm like, where the fuck is Don? About halfway up the block, there's an ambulance. And there's a car parked next to it. And there's Don just pissing in the street on this fucking ambulance. Zero fucks being given or taken. And I just come walking up and just like, yeah, we need to get you home there, champ. Let's get back to the spot. And so we get back to the fucking hotel, and we just destroyed it. Well, Don mostly destroyed the pizza, but I had a couple slices in there as well. And so next morning, we wake up. Well, sorry, I woke up. He came too. I wake up and I'm just like, you know, the continental breakfast there, it's the hotel is like nickels and dimes of shit out of you. Like, they have the continental breakfast, but you have to pay for it. I'm like, isn't that the whole definition of continental breakfast? Is it's free for everyone on the goddamn continent if you have a hotel room there?
Right.
So, but apparently not. It was like $50 for the buffet, and the buffet was pretty nice. But I'm like, we're not paying fucking $20 a fucking head just to sort of go have breakfast. So I go down to the front desk, and I'm just like, I'm trying to find a good breakfast burrito. And there's this young woman behind the counter. She's like maybe 23, 24, something like that. And she's like, well, the Terminal Market is up the road here. It's like we're on 4th. It's up on 12th.
That's where you want to go for your breakfast burrito, the Terminal Market.
Dude, if you ever watch Food Network, it's where all the fucking people go to fly. Like, there's so many amazing restaurants and eats. Yeah. So I get directions on how to get there. And before I leave, as I'm leaving, the girl's like, I've never had a breakfast burrito. I'm like, you've never had a fucking, I'm buying you one. Fuck that. So I walk up to the Terminal Market. I get to, I find a spot that sells breakfast burritos. I order 3. I'm walking back. I get a cup of coffee for Don because I know he's probably going to need it. And I get back to the lobby and I walk up and she's like in the middle of like checking somebody in. And I just sort of cut in front of the whole line. I'm just like, bam, breakfast burrito. Enjoy it. Split with your friend because he helped too.
And, now Jim has a new girlfriend.
Nice.
A new secluded maid. But she looked kind of like appreciative and scared all at the same time. Like,
like is this a Rupert?
Just how you like him. Appreciative and scared.
Scared and thankful. That's it. So,
I'm gonna start telling people I've never had a breakfast burrito and just hope that they buy me one because I love that shit.
I've never had pizza. Can somebody buy me some?
Right.
You know, I've heard of these things called burgers.
I've never heard
I really want to try one.
What burger? What the hell's a burger?
I don't know, but it sounds good.
I hear it's free.
At least around Jim, when he's flush with tax return money.
James, are you cranky? Do you need changing?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
Danny, get on that. So, you know.
Let's move this along. I got a full diaper here, folks.
So
getting cold.
And sticky.
So a bunch of other stuff happened too, but the highlight really was when my buddy TJ called me up and he's like, dude, I'm supposed to work today, but I'm calling in hooky because you know, he lives like maybe an hour and a half away from where I'm at and he hasn't seen me in a while and he's never met Don. And for those of you who know Don, or at least know of him and his craziness, TJ, I've always assumed was like the East Coast version of Don.
That sounds dangerous.
Like,
yeah. Double Don. Like,
this could be either really, really, really fucking crazy. So I end up bringing these two lunatics together, and it is just like, oh, it is like the most beautiful thing ever. They immediately clicked. You know, they both had like the same kind of twisted, broken sense of humor. They were both loud and opinionated and everything else. So we go to this Irish pub, and we're sitting there and just cracking wise the whole fucking time. And then afterwards, again, I bought lunch for TJ. And then right afterwards, he's like, all right, we're going over to Pat's for a cheesesteak. I'm like, you just ate fucking lunch. I was like, hungry already. And TJ's a big dude. He's a big man. So we go over to Pat's right across the street from Gino's. And he gives us the whole fucking rundown, and that place is just swamped. Middle of the day, people are everywhere. He finds an illegal parking space, and he's just like, I'm just going to fucking sit here. I don't give a shit. Here's $30. Go in and buy 3 cheesesteaks. And so I'm like, all right, done and done. So he hands us the cash. I go, I grab the cheesesteaks, and then we sit and we eat, and like, oh, it was just so fucking good. And that night, we're back at the hotel. We're getting ready to crash for the night. And I'm outside smoking a cigarette, and this guy comes up to Don and I, and he's just like, hey, guys, I was really hoping if you guys could help me out with a couple of bucks. I really just want to buy some crack.
Honesty is the best policy.
I've never had crack.
Me either. Jim?
I'm going to buy you some crack, dude. I'm going to buy you some crack. Don't worry about it. I know something. Big knife, where you at?
Lays it down on your desk at work. Boom, crack, and then walks away.
Enjoy. Give some to your friend. He helped you out.
I didn't hear a thank you. I didn't hear a thank you, motherfucker.
Just stump silence.
I am afraid and appreciative. Apparently so is that dog.
Mm-hmm. Shira, do you want crack? Mitch already had some.
No, the girl behind the counter, she looks like she had some crack in her life, but cheesesteak apparently, or not cheesesteak, a breakfast burrito apparently had missed her at some point in time.
Yeah.
But so no, like this guy is just straight up talking about like he just really loves to smoke crack. And he doesn't feel like beating around the fucking bush. Be like, you know, I just need help with getting a room for the night or this, that, and the third. Or like, you know, I want to just, you know, get something to eat. Like, he's just like, no, I just want to go buy some crack.
Look, guys, I'm trying to get myself a rock.
I smoke rock.
There's a scrawny little white guy with like a fucking beard. And he didn't even, he looked like he was working like an IT job. Like, he didn't look like he was homeless.
I'm Dr. Roxo. I do cocaine.
He just likes that rock. That's
all. He was a clown with an open shirt, and he was just like dancing around.
Yeah, baby. What gave it away? Was it a big red nose or the cocaine blood running down from his nose?
A little column A, a little column B.
Fair enough.
Don's just like, dude, I've never met anybody in my life that is just that, you know, honest and open. And again, he just goes into this whole diatribe about, like, I just don't feel like, you know, beating around the bush and everything else. Like, you know, if you're going to be nice enough to give me some money, I'll be honest enough to tell you where that money is going to be going. And that's going to be going to this crack dealer that I know that sells crack.
You guys know my boy Steak Knife? He'll hook you up.
I don't like to beat around the bush, but behind the bush, I'll beat you.
Full disclosure, was at this point pretty hammered. And so I go into counselor mode. And I'm going to try and counsel young crackhead named Kevin. And
crackhead
try
Kevin.
And like really Dr. Phil the shit out of the situation because I feel that Kevin needs some assistance.
You just started yelling at him.
Now, tell me what it is you think you need the crack for. Is it important for your life?
Kinda.
Did something
what
happen
pain
to
you are
you
trying to cover up
point?
From your mother's vagina?
Is there something you want to tell
Wait,
us?
Wait, I want Samantha to do this.
Dr. Phyllis has just clocked in.
And upset the baby.
He doesn't like when I laugh, apparently.
No laughing.
It is a chilling sound, right? No, something terrifying.
Because it sounds like knives being sharpened. That's why.
Traditionally, yeah. But
I mean, that's
not
how you laugh.
How do you humans laugh? So I end up sitting outside with this guy for like 45 fucking minutes, and I'm like, okay. Here's the thing, man. I can help you out with a couple of bucks. And you know what? I am going to, because I have it on me. And, you know, he kept saying that he was trying to get to this shelter that closes at 10:30. It wasn't too far away.
He didn't want to talk to you. He just wanted your money.
He just wants to borrow the car.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
He'll bring it right back.
Cool. On a semi-permanent basis.
Yeah.
Pinky swear. Come on, Kevin. Pinky. I know it's black and charred from all the fucking the fucking crack stems you've been smoking out of.
What do you think, Dr. Phyllis? Should I loan the car to Kevin?
Well, if you're dead set on
you're not Dr.
Car,
Phyllis.
Just saying.
It depends on the trust that your mother instilled in you as a child growing up. If you trusted her, sure, give him the car.
In her vagina.
Vagina.
From her vagina.
The car was shaped like a vulva. I think it was a vulva.
Vulva. Same thing.
The new Volvo vulva.
Vulva. A little smelly inside. Moist. Did you check the drip pan?
Always check the drip pan.
Always check the drip pan.
Before There's getting in your vulva.
The new Volvo Squirt. It's amazing car.
Great mileage.
I am cute.
Tread
you know?
Wears off pretty quick, though. Be careful.
It actually goes faster if you lick the inside of the car. So.
instead of the honk being like, honk, honk, it's more like,
The stick shift.
Road wage out, you know.
The stick shift's got a little tiny button on it. If you can find it, you can really get it to go.
Oh, dude, it'll ramp up like crazy.
But unfortunately, whenever guys drive it, they can never fucking find the goddamn thing. So just keep trying and trying. So
that's why it's a chick car. It, you know?
The car just finds it itself. It's like, God damn it.
Throws you out. Throws you out and says, I'll do it Kicks myself.
It out the door and drives off. As it honks its way.
Anyway, but I'll tell you what. So... You get that engine warmed up, it'll go a long time.
A little too long. You'll pass your destination like four or five times before you'll get the car where it's
The problem is, before you can get it started, you have to take it out to dinner.
And massage the hood.
Reassure it. Ask it how its day was. You know, just really kind of be there for the car.
I mean, you knew what you were signing up for when you bought it, so don't even complain.
This is all in the fine print.
Not my fault if you didn't read it.
Dr. Phyllis is really laying down some science. We should be writing this shit down. I talked to Kevin for about 45 fucking minutes, and I'm like, okay, I got a couple of bucks. I'll give them to you. You know, in hopes that it actually is going to go so that you can have a place to sleep for the night, because I'm genuinely concerned about this fucking guy. And so I had like 4 singles and a 10. So I pull out my cash and I hand him the 4 ones, and he's eyeballing that 10, something fierce. 10 back in my pocket, and he's like, well, thanks, man. I really appreciate it and everything else. So I'm going to try and do everything else. And so he starts to walk away, takes like 3 steps, turns around, like, dude, I just really want to buy a rock of crack. Can you get like 40 bucks? That's all I need. I'm like, 40 bucks? Gee, fucking you, Kevin. Your honesty, guys, went a long way, but come on, dude. Kind of, fucking tax return do you think I got? Come on.
Oh,
be a dick.
For the record, guys, we lost James.
I think Samantha won the show with you know what she signed up for when you bought it.
Don't even complain.
The nice Volvo time. Squirt, yes. Fine car. Huge in San Francisco for some mysterious reason.
Gonna make it up all those hills.
Is it powered by Hitachi?
Yes.
That's the nitro. That's the nitro. You can go faster.
That's the overdrive.
Tragically though, you can't drive this car about 3 to 7 days out of the
month. Yeah, beware of the redlining.
If you're in that car in traffic during that time, man, road rage. Like you wouldn't believe.
Samantha, that was low-lying fruit. I do apologize. I'm sorry. That was beneath my comedic, ability. So I apologize for that.
We all make jokes like that. It's okay.
Thank you.
All right, you can't win them all.
Jeez, I feel like Samantha's been taking lessons from Bryce.
Paper.
Well, she's been holding the space, you know, like we've really been missing out on our Bryce now.
Jim, when Samantha cut your legs out from under you, did you feel...
Were you aware?
Never do. That's a sign of a true professional right there.
Oh, so I guess I'm shorter now.
Okay. Well, just walking around on the bloody stumps. Like, kind of hurts, but you get used to it after a while. Once all the dirt impacts.
I was going to say, just rub some dirt in it.
True professional right there.
I feel like we need to design and market the Volva.
Ain't bad. It's not a bad
Someone
idea.
Someone would sell it. Probably Saab.
Saab.
Hey, those last forever.
Just like a Volvo.
Saab's not even owned by Saab anymore. I forgot who bought them out, but...
I think Volvo, actually.
Yeah, probably.
I
wouldn't
doubt it.
Or Hitachi, one or the other.
They went in on the deal together?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Wow.
See, that was my trip to Philly.
Good man. Sounds.
Oh, is that what we were talking about?
Eventually, yeah. That's what we got, too, at one point or another.
The giant vagina truck. Yeah, that's pretty much where we were going to... we're gonna pull this vehicle in to the finish line, and we are there. Okay.
Everyone out.
Thank you.
Take all your belongings with you.
Mind the gap.
Mind the gap.
Don't
mind the gap
step
or mind
in
the
it.
Gash, but I'm.
She went there. She took it there.
Competing punchline, Samantha for the win. Mind the gash. That's just adorable.
It's pretty gaping. You gotta jump.
Oh my
it.
God!
A lot of miles. A lot of miles on that vulva. A lot of miles.
You gotta really get it going.
This vulva's been ridden for a long time.
It's really dusty now when you get in it.
Very dusty. You should have seen this car when I was in college. Damn, it was a nice fucking piece.
Now the seats are all worn.
Tread's all gone off the top.
Oh, yeah, there's no tread anymore. It takes a really long time to get it going.
Even to warm it up.
But you know what the fuck what? You know what? It still turns over and it's still, well, okay, that's probably a bad analogy.
The exhaust is constantly backfiring.
It still runs and it runs better than all those other fucking, you know, metal dicks on the fucking road. That's for goddamn sure. It doesn't bitch about it either.
And it knows every curve on the road now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it do.
Yeah,
dude. The fucking Volvo.
These are your friends, Jim.
These are your friends. So, James, when you, like, edit this or not edit it or throw it up or whatever.
This is going up raw and hard. This is going up raw and hard.
Like God intended.
Oh, God.
Just like Dan every time he gets in the vulva.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how he got a baby.
Not I.
No, that's how Bryce got a baby.
Bryce, oh, well, I know names.
That's okay.
You the face and the thing.
To be fair, he hasn't been on the show in a while.
Right.
So, Samantha, you were asking a question that was probably going to get a terrible answer.
Editing.
So, I didn't know if you edited this down at all, if you listened back before it gets thrown up. But you ever listen back to it and go, damn, I should have made this joke. I should have made that joke.
Oh, every episode. As soon as we get off the air, it's like, oh, man, we missed like 50,000 jokes throughout the whole thing. The problem is, well, it's not really a problem, but when we get going like we have been the last few weeks and we start laughing, it's like it's hard to think of anything but the last joke that was said.
True.
I was fucking losing it over here with the fucking vulva car and all the fucking innuendos that we were making. Just, yeah. Of course, Samantha's just writing that because, I mean, she's like, the whole thing about the car just finally just takes over and does it herself.
I got this.
Get out. I can do it better myself. And then fucking Jim over there with, is it powered by Hitachi? Is that who it
is? That was me.
That was Bryce.
Oh. Thank you. Because you know people very well, too, apparently.
Bryce, I haven't heard your voice in weeks, okay?
Shut it.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it really is. There's almost an immediate when the show's done. I hate when we close the show because I feel like we could go on for hours. You know, the problem is we all have lives we have to get back to. But I really look forward to this day of the week because I am chatting with four of my best friends and we're just busting each other's balls and making each other laugh and sharing things that we probably shouldn't share
at all, even in private, you know,
under, you know, legal practices and whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, this is Mondays around 3 o'clock. It's one of my most favorite days of the week. And it's all because I share it with you four ass clowns.
Oh, warm fuzzies.
Oh,
Dr. You know, Phyllis and Obesius and Menstrata and every other fucking character we've come up with.
And many years from now, you're going to wake up in a white room and realize we were all a figment of your imagination.
Yes.
What do you mean many years from now? That happened this morning.
Yeah, I'm not real?
The meds kicked in, so I'm back with you guys.
Oh, good. I got scared for a minute.
Happy time.
John Cusack movie where like everything turns out this is like a figment of his imagination or whatever.
Wasn't that every John Cusack movie?
Maybe.
Man, it's a real shame when people be throwing a perfectly good white boy like that.
Well, that was Ben at Work. That was Charlie Sheen and...
No, that was Better Off Dead, my friend.
No, they said...
Oh, I love that movie!
There's a
this is pure snow! Do you have any idea what the street value of this mountain is?
I still just love the race.
Oh, Booger, whatever happened to you?
I can't feel my right arm!
Oh, no.
Oh, that's such a great movie.
Well, we've had an entertaining day today. I love those fucking guys.
What?
The guys who pull up next to him in the car.
Yeah, the yeah. guy who learned English from Howard Cosell.
Yeah, yeah. So just announcing the impending race and his impending loss.
Hey, Bryce wasn't here for this show, or that particular show. He was here for this show, but...
Well, this one, yeah.
Couple weeks ago, Bryce...
Or am I?
I asked everyone if they could get a movie remade, what movie would it be?
And go.
Ooh. Like, better or worse?
Preferably better.
Preferably better.
Preferably better.
Like, if you could pick a movie, reboot it, cast it, and make it perfect, like, what is the movie? Who would you cast in it?
Oh, God, that's a good question.
Thank you. Sometimes I have them.
See, if you'd listened to the show, you'd have been ready for
I forget what I forget what our answers were. I'm not quite
me
sure
too.
About
that. Me too. I entirely forgot.
Because now I'm feeling like, you know, Big Trouble in Little China. I'd love to see that.
Jim,
again.
Actually, I think that's the one you said. Yeah.
I have a new one.
Okay.
Go ahead, Samantha.
You're waiting for me to say it. Okay.
Well, give Bryce a chance to think.
I'm giving Bryce a chance to think.
That's what I said.
It's like you used the Jedi mind trick on her.
I'm sorry.
I did. Samantha, here are my thoughts.
I'm derpy right now. I'm sorry.
What do you mean right now?
Hey, at least I'm not drunk this time. So.
At least we're taking
no, a that was a great episode, and I really want you to be drunk more.
Or are you?
So, I recently rediscovered a movie from the 80s that I grew up watching and I absolutely loved. And
Willow? Was it Willow? Please say it was Willow.
No, it was not Willow. I love that movie anyway.
Oh, we already made that one better.
Yeah, I should repost that commentary where we just shit all over Jim's childhood.
Yeah, no, it was my favorite childhood movie.
And the thing is I love that movie, but Jim brought it. I think it was our last first viewing commentary we did that, yeah. And Bryce and I just took a steaming pile all over Jim's childhood.
That's funny.
Oh, I love it too, but it was... Jim chimed in. He likes to pretend he didn't, but he had some of the best lines.
Of course. So I recently rediscovered this movie, and it started with a GIF on Twitter, and I was like, oh my gosh, I know this fucking movie. So I asked the guys, like, what is this movie called? Do you guys remember from 1986, The Wraith? Young
yes! Yeah. Yes! Love oh that God. Movie.
I love that fucking...
That movie is ripe for a reboot. Yeah.
Seriously, yes. Like...
Especially in the Fast and Furious age. Oh my God, that movie would go over like gangbusters.
And all the cool cars and like the updated graphics and like... I mean, just give that movie a facelift and it would be great because I love it as it is right now.
Who would you cast?
Oh my God, I have no idea. Do Charlie Sheen? Yeah, no kidding.
You gotta cast the Wraith, you gotta cast the love interest, and you gotta cast the head villain.
Oh, Packard, yeah, he's such a fucking creep.
Samantha has a hots for him.
Right. No, not him. He's creepy.
Wait. I think I just
bang young Charlie Sheen.
I think I just cast this for Samantha. The Rock as the Wraith. The Rock as the love interest, and The Rock as the evil villain.
Wait, no, we gotta have Jason Momoa as the
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah!
Speaking of Jason Momoa, I get to meet him next month.
Man, fuck you. No.
I also get to meet Sebastian Stan, too.
Kidnap Momoa and send him to Samantha.
Have him call me.
Call my friend Samantha.
Say what's up.
Based on James's recasting, it's Tyler Perry presents the right.
It's Madea's present.
No,
Tyler
so
Perry's Madea
seriously, Samantha,
the right.
who would you cast in those three roles?
No idea. I'm looking up actors now.
Shit.
See, I'm still trying to find a damn movie.
Okay, Jim, you said.
Give me time to think.
Jim, you said.
I don't have anything.
Jim, you said you would reboot Big Trouble in Little China, so you have three roles to recast. You have Jack Burton. You have.
Wang.
No. You got to cast Jack Burton. You got to cast the Asian partner dude. You have to cast.
Yeah, Wang. That's his name.
Oh, the young dude. Yeah. Okay. You have to cast the reporter chick, and you have to cast I can't think of the villain's name, and it's right on the tip of my tongue, and it really.
David Lopan.
Yes. Lopan, thank you. Fuck.
Well, considering he's still fucking alive, he gets his part back, because no one knows how to play David fucking Lopan like that motherfucking actor. I don't know his name.
He's still
fucking is. Spry as he was, and now he looks probably like David Lopan.
Thank you, Mr. Burton.
Your purpose in life is not to get it, Mr. Burton. Oh man, he was so fucking good in that. So who's the driver of the pork chop? That's the thing, is like they're starting to do that more and more, where it's like they're bringing Roseanne back with the original cast, which I cannot. Fucking
yeah, but that's
wait.
Not
James Hong.
The thing is that's not a reboot. That's just kind of like. Sequel, I guess. It's a continuation, rather.
Well, yeah.
So, but you're doing a reboot, so you have to recast.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, Chris Pine as Jack Burton.
Oh yeah, dude.
As the son in the second Guardians of the Galaxy movie, and he would just be perfect in that role because he can do action and he can do comedy. Let's see here. Asian dude, do you remember? I don't know if any of you guys have seen a movie franchise. I can't remember the guy. He was also in Rogue One. The character from his other franchises was called Ip Man, IP Man.
Oh, yeah.
He's a phenomenal martial artist.
Imwe.
That's it.
Yes.
Was the character.
Yeah, he's thoroughly underrated. So Chris Pine, him, for the reporter chick, I'm just going to go with my own self-indulgence because I just kind of want to see her, you know, wet and like trying to swim through a tunnel.
Betty
Sophia
White?
Ooh, yeah. Well, okay. No, she'll play David Lopan's new wife that he's just trying to get away from, and she's just nagging him the whole fucking time. That'd be great.
Just telling stories about St. Olaf, you know, just to fuck with
yeah.
him. Rose.
I do not want to go back to St. Olaf, Rose. But yeah, no. Was it David Hong? Is that what you said, Bryce?
James Hong.
Fucking yeah, still alive, still kicking it. I mean, there's no better David Lopan than him, in my humble opinion. So,
but you gotta recast him.
What's that?
You gotta recast him.
Come on, buddy.
Shit. Okay, so who gets to step?
Oh, I love. Oh shit, he would be great.
Oh shit, is amazing.
Oh shit. He's also Asian, strangely enough. Oh, shit.
Give it to Jet Li. He's getting kind of old.
Oh, that would be good, actually.
Yeah.
Because then he could actually do some, like, fighting stunts and stuff and make it, like, yeah, bump it up a bit.
Sounds like Danny got a fucking executive producer credit on the movie.
What can I say, you know? I taught you how to spread the blame around.
Okay, Danny, your reboot.
My reboot?
I'm still giving Bryce and Samantha time to come up with us.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to come up with anything because I blank out all shitty movies.
I have the two guys.
It doesn't have to be shitty, Bryce. It's just any movie.
Yeah, any movie that, you know, you liked from back in the day, maybe, or just...
That you'd like to see updated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want mine updated, but I think I know the guys that I want to recast.
Okay. Now you got time to think.
For the Wraith, I think I want to go with Josh Hutcherson. Hutchinson. Yes, thank you.
Really?
Sounds
the Wraith?
Who played PETA? Well, yeah, because, I mean, Charlie Sheen back in the day was not intimidating. But he had, like, this kind of, like, cool swagger about him, and I think that kid could pull it off.
I don't think that kid could pull off cool swagger.
Oh, yeah.
All right, then Zac Efron. What the, I mean, fine.
Okay. yeah, I could go with Efron, but I think he's getting a little long in the tooth to play that, too.
Well, he's cast to be
Ted Bundy. I'm trying to find people that, like, look young, because that whole movie, they're like, what? Still in high school, and I'm like, where are the parents?
I think, I actually think they're just out of high school.
Still, where are the parents? Because that girl did not live in that house by herself.
They got jobs.
It was the 80s.
Making real
money. It was the 80s. Nobody had parents back in the fucking 80s.
Really? No, yeah.
But I'm thinking the guy to play the main villain, Packard, Adam Driver.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, he could pull that off.
What do I know him from?
He's Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren
from Star Wars.
Oh. Ooh, okay. All right, yeah. No, I'm seeing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Efron and Adam Driver. Are we agreed?
Yeah. Okay. So who's the chick?
I don't know yet. I almost went with Brittany Snow.
Oh yeah, Brittany Snow would be great in that.
Because she is so pretty, and she's
pretty, but she's got that girl next door look.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I got mine.
Okay. What's your movie?
Go for it.
I'd like to see Over the Top redone.
Oh, yes! Okay, yes. Okay.
Danny, there's a reason I love you, and you just prove it every single fucking week we do these shows, man.
So you have Stallone to recast, uh-huh. You have his kid,
uh-huh.
And you have...
Robert Loggia.
Okay. So
Robert
You've been ducking me for years, Hawk.
Honestly, I'd love to get Robert Loggia to Andy Serkis. Because from, like, the Winter Soldier and things like that, he can play kind of a surly, angry, older guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he has some power behind his voice, which I think would carry. Stallone's part, I know it's going to be kind of going backwards, but I'd give it to Kurt Russell.
Ooh.
I think he could pull off a trucker very well who's into arm wrestling.
Well, and has just that extra baby. Power. Fuck real.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying. And the kid, honestly, I don't know enough child actors that I feel are genuinely good enough to do it. So at that one, I don't really have a library of child actors to pull from.
Based on your internet web browser, I'm pretty sure we could probably some of the research folders that you have hidden deep on your hard drive in the dark web.
Oh, it's hard. But it's not on my drive.
It is hard. Yeah, officially. No, you should give it to what's his nuts from the fucking Sixth Sense?
The little kid.
Yeah, fucking God damn it.
I think he's a little long in the tooth now.
Too old for that, and a little
which would
wide.
Make it.
I think with recasting a child, I think you got to go like unknown. Just unknown. You find fresh talent at that point.
Yeah. And I think
yeah, you get a van, you get some candy, you just start trolling around the fucking
right?
Elementary
the panel
school.
Van.
Now we know how Jim casts his movies.
Yeah.
Drives just around in the panel.
No, I'm making a movie, kids. Get in the van.
With a Philly cheesesteak in the back, you know, just trying to coax people in.
It's a box of chocolate in his van with the sign
that
says...
Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah.
Yes.
I changed my mind on the Wraith.
Okay.
Oh, fine.
Sorry.
Wait, you want to cast Haley Joel Osment as the Wraith?
God, no.
Yeah, he grew up and out.
Yeah, mostly out.
Yeah. Mostly out. His face no longer has a chin.
He'd be a sedan or a minivan as opposed to a sweet fucking muscle car. No fucking way.
I'm thinking Michael B. Jordan.
As the Wraith?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be down for that. Yeah.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan. That's my official pick.
Yeah. Because then it makes sense. He's the only black kid in town.
Yeah, exactly.
Banging Brittany Snow.
Well,
is he the guy from Black Get
Panther.
Out?
No, Black Panther, Creed.
Didn't you do 42?
Fantastic Four,
yeah.
Fantastic Boar.
Yeah, that movie was cast so good, but the movie was so bad.
Just shit.
Yeah.
That's the comedy level that we're willing to expect from Miss Samantha Stark.
All right, so.
In a Fantastic Four.
Have we given Bryce enough time?
Bryce, have you had enough time?
No, there's never enough time.
You're
Make
killing
it work, sweetheart. Okay, well,
so the next, in 4 months from now, when you're on the next show, speak about it from now. Because, I mean, well, that's not fair, because you're a new dad, and so obviously things are not that easy. You're holding a baby right now.
And I don't.
Horrible
I don't particularly care about older movies either. So, and I know you said it doesn't have to be
like
old,
to see
but
better.
Yeah.
Well, like Valerian, let's redo that.
Oh God,
hunk of junk.
That needs to be redone.
Ginger Dead Man. I mean, these are all
rubber.
You can't Evil remake bombs. A classic. Come on.
True. Yeah, the Casablanca. You can't fucking do
Human
that.
Centipede.
Classic.
Yeah.
Okay. The same rating on fucking Rotten Tomatoes.
I got one.
Okay.
I would love to see Cobra remade.
Oh wow.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right.
I want Triple H as the villain.
Okay.
I want Amelia Clark as the model witness, and then I want I just had this too.
Oh shit! No, it can't be in two movies.
We cannot recast. Oh shit! Movie. He's got a full docket this year.
No, I had a really good one for Cobra, and now it escaped me because fucking Bryce wouldn't play the game.
I'll give you a movie. I just don't know who I'd recast it with.
They did just remake that.
These summer blockbusters are gonna be all flush with aw shit.
Yes, actually, yes, Oscar Isaac.
I was just gonna say, it's like he would fit.
Yeah, Oscar Isaac from the Star Wars, and he would be fucking fantastic as Cobra.
Yeah.
Who is he in Star Wars?
Poe.
Poe Dameron.
Oh.
He also played Apocalypse in X-Men.
Or that's right. Possible.
And he's in Annihilation with Natalie Portman.
Possible side suggestion, because this guy's already shown that he can play brooding and scary and tough and kind of like, you know, low key. I'm not sure the actor's name, but he played Bones in Star Trek, but he was also in Dread.
Carl Urban.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah, he would be. The problem is...
Is that the writer of Rohan?
Yes.
Yeah.
He played Dread, Judge Dread.
Yeah, that's right.
And I kind of feel like that would be, he would just be playing Judge Dredd again.
he's got range. And it's
oh, he French. Does. No, undoubtedly. But I think at this point, he's a little too old to play it. I think Oscar Isaac would be perfect.
I think
he fits the bill. Because, he's got that perfect combination. He can do the brooding thing, but he could also be kind of witty at the same time. And Cobra had those, like, one-liners every now and then.
Yeah. Go ahead. Right. I don't stop here.
Yeah, exactly.
I got a movie, but I'm gonna need some suggestions.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Let's go with Con Air.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's okay. So we need to recast.
Poe, so we got to recast Nick Cage.
Oh fuck.
I know that was the one. I was like, the fuck would I do for him? Because he's fucking crazy. So we need somebody crazy.
We need someone who can play crazy.
Cage wasn't necessarily crazy. It was Malkovich's character, Silas, who was...
Yeah. I'm talking about the actual actor, but yeah, Cyrus was... John Malkovich is fucking nuts.
For Nick both right.
I want... No, this is going to be a funny one. I want Gilbert Godfrey as John... As Cyrus.
Are you guys ready to take this plane over?
Stop talking and take my money.
Shut up and take my money!
I have all this cash and nowhere to put it.
Oh, you know what? All the original cast, we just...
Cameron Poe.
I would never see that.
Oh, come on. The Gilbert Gottfried has you in the seat. You know it.
But Bieber cancels that right out.
Fine, we can recast with somebody else.
I was thinking Liam Hemsworth.
Of course you were.
What?
He's actually a pretty good actor.
He is.
I'm not saying he's not. I'm no. just.
But this is going to be a funny movie. So, ooh, Jack Black.
Well, if we were
gonna... Oh yes! Shut up and take all my money.
Okay, I'm in for that one. Yeah, or yeah, Kevin Hart.
Yeah, and then, yeah, actually, I know Kevin Hart and Gilbert Gottfried.
Kevin Hart can play the Dave Chappelle character.
Or I thought you were going to say the plane. Yeah.
No, that'll be Snoop Dogg.
And for whatever reason, I don't know why, maybe it's just because I've seen so many funny videos between the two of them. Just find a part for Conan O'Brien. Just find a role. Because it was just like, why is he in prison? Like,
I'm sorry. Danny, I don't think you realize it, but I think Danny just stumbled on a really good idea. What if you took a movie and recast it, same movie, everything, but you recast it so it's like the opposite race?
Genre.
Just really shifted.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I thought you were going to go gender bent.
Well, you can even do that, but I think like if you take like Die Hard and recast all the main characters, but they have to be African American.
Well, there's
the first one. Rumor.
Yeah, well, let's just start with the first. Let's use the premise of Die Hard. We have to recast John McClane. We have to recast Hans Gruber. We have to recast. Here's an interesting one because the cop.
There's a fat white cop. So Jack Black's the
exactly. So Jack Black's the cop.
Well, at that rate, I want
John Goodman.
Peele
no, I want John
be,
Goodman for the cop.
John McClane.
Ooh, even better. That's perfect. That's perfect right there. Yeah, okay. John Goodman is the cop.
He looks kind of similar, so.
Who knows more about fucking Twinkies than motherfucking Dan Connor?
Okay, so let's just focus on Hans Gruber. Who would we cast African American actor as Hans Gruber?
Oh, Idris Elba. For Alan Rickman, I would say Idris Elba. He's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd go Idris Elba for John McClane.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Because Idris is so amazing. He can do either villain or hero. So
yeah. That's
unique talent. So, as both roles. Brothers, it's a new fucking bend on it. Yes.
See, I'd love to see Ving Rhames as like Hans Gruber because we know he's done bad guys before and they were just awesome.
And watching Idris Elba fight Ving Rhames, that would be fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I think that I think that's a good solid.
Two old
choice.
Black men duking it out.
This, you know, nickel and dime robbing shit is for the young crowd. The big money is in the large ones, and the old ones figured it out.
What's that fucking Nakatomi Plaza?
John McClane, go, Samantha.
I want to see Keegan-Michael Key.
See, that was my...
That was my thought.
Really?
I was like, Jordan Peele.
We're so in tune.
See, because I think he focuses on comedy, but I bet there's like a good, like... action streak in him.
He's in the new Predators coming out.
But he's just kind of a...
No shit.
Yep.
I
would love to see Keegan-Michael Key in that fucking, you know, air duct with the lighter. Just come out to the coast. Get together. Have a few laughs.
100%.
So
I would say Keegan-Michael Key versus Idris Elba as Hans Gruber.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what about Hans Gruber's right hand? The dude that basically just wants to tear the building apart?
Just Devo.
I'd say Ving Rhames is one of those guys. I mean, he just needs some more work.
Ving Rhames will be the guy that has to act like the concierge at the front desk.
But we got to get Tiny Zoo's Lister up in there.
Wait a minute. We forgot.
Lawrence Fishburne.
No.
Lawrence Fishburne is Holly Gennaro.
I was going to say Lawrence Fishburne. I was going to say Lawrence Fishburne as Takagi.
Yeah, all right. There we go.
So wait, the opposite of Asian is black?
What is the opposite of Asian? I guess the opposite of Asian would be Latina. Latino?
So we'll go with
For Takagi, I was actually going to go
Edward James.
No, Danny nailed it. Danny nailed it. I'm sorry. Takagi goes to Edward James Almost.
Almost. I was going to say Kumail Nanjiani, but all right.
We have to cast another white actor because there's that black hacker dude played by LeVar Burton. No, it's not LeVar Burton. I just totally confused my fucking black actors.
It was,
God. It is.
It was
that's Reedus.
Yeah.
How dare you? I'm going to go with Pete. Was it TJ Squalls? Whatever, the skinny guy from every fucking skinny white guy movie?
Oh, yes!
Doesn't he play a hacker in every fucking movie?
TJ Squalls, yeah.
Yeah, might as well. He hacked.
I was going to go with Josh Hutchinson. Well.
Or how about Jogo Love, Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
He's too cool for that.
Yeah, he.
No, he's not.
He needs to be a dork. Oh wait, we still need another white actor for the limo driver.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Like
some hip
his name, yeah.
White guy.
Argyle.
That one. Yeah. Argyle. Be Jogo Love.
Yeah, yeah, I would go with that.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll give it to Jogo. We'll give Jogo Love that.
No, Seth Rogen is the limo.
It's an automated limo. It's just Seth Rogen's voice.
It revs up.
It's a very uncomfortable limo. It smells like pot smoke and, you know, fruity fart.
Okay, we haven't cast Holly Gennaro.
I was going to say Jada
Zoe Saldana.
Ooh. Where's Zoe Saldana?
Guys, it's going to be Beyonce. We just...
No, thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you.
I would say Jada Pinkett Smith because she's a tough, hard as nails chick and only one that can kind of tame someone.
I like think it should be was it Sammy Mystic, the girl that plays Misty Knight on Luke Cage?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Gabrielle Union.
No, I like Bryce's suggestion.
I like her too. I was just putting out names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, oh,
we can continue this game next time. I have to get going because I've got a small toddler inside that just discovered matches.
And, all right! Arson,
so. Yay!
Well,
so I think this is fine. A pretty hearty and
yeah.
And
we're I think we're gonna have to sure. We're gonna have to come up with some key movies and recast them with different race. Yeah,
I'm down.
I want to do serious movies that we turn into comedies.
We can do that as well.
We can do all of the things.
Yes.
I will come up with a list over the week of really like iconic movies, and we will recast them.
Stomach Cramps in Seattle?
That's Jim's movie, and I can't wait to see that.
This Christmas, love is spelled IBS.
Beautiful.
Okay, guys, thanks for listening to this show. Jim, have a good week. Bryce, have a good week. Samantha, have a good week. Dan, fuck you.
Bye.
Have a good week, y'all.
See you guys.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcaster.